Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think I have a booger in my nose.
Yeah, what?
Like a dry spot in there. It like hurts.
Why are we doing this the podcast today?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it was just bothering me and I bumped it and it hurt.
A dry spot where?
On the inside of my nose, like in the crease. It happens to me all the time.
Really?
Yep.
That's weird.
I get this constant like infection there all the time. And then it comes and goes and comes and goes and comes and goes. And it drives me crazy. But sometimes it's really painful because it gets really dry and it cracks inside my nose. My nose cracks.
All right. Well, it was fun when people listen to this podcast, but they've already all turned it off. So
Do you get any weird ailments?
Do you hear that?
What?
Oh my gosh, that's the sound of literally everyone unsubscribing.
What?
Don't you
guys get weird ailments? You had a weird ailment. What was Kyle, when you first started here?
I had plenty of them. I don't know. What do you mean when I first started
Didn't you,
like,
you can't drink milk or something? Is that still the case?
You mean, because I can't have dairy all the time.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Not lactose intolerant. Just dairy gives me acne.
I was going to say, because we had some espresso martinis recently.
Yeah. Then I pooped everywhere. Everybody saw it. Poop was...
Is that true?
I used to, I think, be more lactose intolerant, but not anymore.
Oh. Well, but did you still break out?
Yeah, Mel, thanks for bringing it up.
You just brought it up.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
You're the one who asked the question about it. I'm
We have an inside joke about Kyle making a joke about breaking out or something?
He used to say, I'm not saying anything yet. He used to get back acne.
Yeah, but he brought it up one time when we were doing a video.
Yeah, when we found out that I was eating dairy because I was the only one supporting a coworker who made us pudding.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. We got this Priscilla pudding?
No.
Prisma pudding?
I don't remember the name of it.
What was it?
It did start with a P. I don't know. It was
Priscilla.
It wasn't Priscilla.
You're thinking of Priscilla Presley.
Yeah.
So wait, so this pudding isn't married to Elvis?
No.
Oh.
Close though. My gosh.
I'll bet you it's pudding that Elvis would have eaten though.
Hey.
Name a pudding he wouldn't eat. Am I right?
That's true.
I think he'd like pudding. He seems like
persimmons.
A pudding type of guy.
Persimmon pudding.
Persimmons?
Persimmon.
No, you're thinking of Richard Simmons. Rest in peace.
You're thinking of Bill Simmons.
Rest in pudding.
This is one of our worst ones yet.
What, podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Not even close. No, we've had some pretty bad ones.
Well, you might as well add to the ailments if you have any. Do you have you got a bad back.
I got a bad back, which I have not been working out. I have a feeling I can sense it. I can sense it.
It's coming.
I need to get back in shape quickly before I need to beat my bad back throw out.
Is it once a year?
It has been for the last 3 or 4 years. Well, yeah.
But it has happened already this year.
But I go, right, in January. It was the first week of the year. I was like, I'm ready. I'm going to start working out more. I worked out 2 times that week.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm getting back in the groove.
Wow.
Then I throw my back that
coming
Thursday.
Coming up on your 1 year anniversary of it.
I know. I go in and out of waves of working out. Like sometimes I'm like incredibly diligent on it. I go every single day, and right now I'm in one of those phases where I'm not.
It's hard when you got kids.
It's insanely hard when you have kids. Everything is harder when you have kids.
I know.
Kyle, don't ever have kids.
Issues too.
Actually, you know what? It'd be good show content. Kyle, have some kids.
You're trying to get me to have kids.
Yeah, have some kids, dude.
Didn't know you're a Melissa.
What? I just asked if you were going to have kids, and then I found out. Don't ever ask Kyle if he's going to have kids.
Yeah. And then what happened?
And then she asked one more time.
Yeah, and then what happened for like the next week?
That was funny. That was like
Kyle doesn't know me or my sense of humor.
That was like 3 weeks.
I'm gonna throw this at him a lot.
Yeah, I threw you into the fire of my dry sense of humor immediately, and
more like your dry nose.
Dry nose.
Yeah.
That's where she keeps her sense of humor.
It took you a while to pick up on it, but we got there.
Pick.
It's good.
Nose joke. I'm trying to think. Is that what? There's got to be like something that's been going on in our life. We already talked about my pants not being able to be found last week.
My lawn saga.
What's your lawn saga?
Grubs. Oh. Every year I've had grubs. They went crazy this year. They literally ate my entire front and back lawn.
Grubs?
It's a grub hub.
Yeah. Well, they ate. That's for sure.
What?
It was food.
What are grubs?
Grubs are disgusting. They look like giant mealworms, and they eat the roots.
So they're animals. It's not like a weed.
What?
Is it an animal?
The grub
animal?
It's a bug.
It's a bug. Okay.
It's like a bug.
Okay.
But it looks like a mealworm, like a wormy. Ugh, they're so gross. They are disgusting to look at. And they eat the roots of your grass. And so if you get an infestation of that and you don't catch it, you know, in time, or you just think like this year, I just thought, oh, okay, I'm super busy this summer. It got super dry and I thought my lawn was just drying out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out it was grubs and they're hard to get rid of. And they ate my entire front and back lawn. So I had no green grass. I had all brown dead grass and weeds. It was gross. It was bad. Like, it looked bad. Like, think of the worst picture that you could think of a lawn, which is full of dead grass and weeds, and that was my yard.
Really?
And now they're migrating to my neighbor's yard, so literally...
Oh, great. Now you're spreading grubs to the whole neighborhood, Mel.
No, God, you know.
Jeez, Mel.
Need a vaccination for those. So half of her yard, they're like migrating. So half of her yard is literally dry grass and weeds,
God,
and then the other side's grass. So she needs to... jump on that too, because they're literally migrating.
Just the image of like the grass dying in Mel's yard and then spreading to the neighbor's yards.
I got it from my neighbor.
It's so funny. Did you really?
I did.
You got grubs?
They have grubs, yeah. That's why they got rid of their grass and their whole front yard. I'm not joking.
I'm not going to lie to you. Grubs sounds like an STD.
Maybe
contracted in college.
Yeah, because
grubs.
Like I said, it's spreading.
David Peters gave me grubs.
That was a very quick name to pull out there.
Samantha Townsend gave me grubs.
A second quick name to pull out
there.
He
knows people who had grubs. No,
I'm good. Exactly.
Everyone in college knew David Peters and Samantha Townsend. They spread grubs to half our grade.
So get this, though. My neighbor, they had grubs and they could not get rid of them.
Yeah.
Or I don't think they actually really tried that hard, but they ended up ripping up their whole lawn. So their front yard... my neighbor's front yard is like a forest.
What do you mean it's like a forest? Like there's trees?
It's trees. It's all trees. There's no grass. It's all trees, bushes, flowers, grasses, like the big grasses. There's no lawn.
Oh, geez.
I'll have to show you a picture. It's crazy looking.
And it's all because of you and your grubs.
No, it's their grubs.
Why don't you keep your grubs to yourself?
Their grubs.
You know,
yeah. Stop rubbing the grub, okay?
Yeah,
get it.
You're really grubbing us off, Mel.
Grubbing us off.
Why don't you just grub some and go?
No, don't get grubs.
I don't plan on getting grubs.
Well, you could get them.
Don't.
Easily.
Well, yeah, because you're gonna bring them. You're gonna like. I'm gonna like. You're gonna like touch me, and I'm gonna get both grubs and cooties. So stay away from me. You stay on your side of the desk over there. Luckily, Kyle lives in the city, so he doesn't have any grass to kill.
Well, that's true. You're so lucky. I keep saying, like...
There's other things you can catch from Kyle.
Ew.
Just for being in the city.
A lot worse than grubs.
He's got rats.
Lots of rats.
Did you guys see that Chicago's actually back to being the rat capital?
What the hell happened? Because we just went from being the... We were number four.
I don't know why. We're number six.
I feel like how are we back? It wasn't even it was like just a couple of months ago.
I think there must be two places that do like the rat populations in the cities.
So Orkin is the one who said Chicago is the worst. But there was another one.
Like just recent. Oh, Orkin recently said Chicago's the worst.
Orkin was the one that just came out. But then there was the one a few weeks ago that said we weren't number one. Now we're all Googling it. I'm trying to see if Nashville is on here. This is really rare.
Nashville's on the rats list?
No, I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh.
I'm looking at the top 50 right now. Burlington, Vermont.
I don't think I saw a rat until I like vacationed in New York for the first time.
Richmond, Virginia is on the list. Champaign, Illinois. 44, baby.
All right.
Full of rats.
Yeah, but number 20 in the country for football.
Hey, wait a minute.
Nashville, number 36.
That seems right. Because Nashville's going to have some rats, but not a ton.
It's funny. I think the biggest one moved out a few years ago, if you know what I'm saying.
That's how Chicago got to be number one. Yeah. Biggest rat in Nashville moved to Chicago. How about that?
Milwaukee, number 19. Indianapolis, 15.
I'd hate to Milwaukee amongst all those rats.
Hey, oh, that one was okay.
Did you guys see the Fonz was in Milwaukee recently?
He has a statue there.
Yeah, he took a photo with it.
Was he born and raised there?
That's a great question, because I've always wondered why there's a statue of Fonzie.
Happy Days was...
Did it take place there?
I know Laverne and Shirley took place in Milwaukee.
So Happy Days set in Milwaukee. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep. I heard your stomach.
Yeah, my stomach kind of growled a little bit.
A little bit. A nostalgic ABC sitcom set in the 50s and 60s, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
What a random town to put it in.
I feel like this is the podcast where we just answer obscure trivia way too quickly. Wonder why this? Well, it's because of this. Oh, interesting. Anyway.
I was like trying to think of like another random thing we could Google, and the first thing that came to mind was David Copperfield making the Statue of Liberty disappear. Do you guys remember that?
I do.
We talked about that for a while.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
I think about that often, obviously. How did he do it, you guys?
Have you ever Googled it?
I don't. Part of me doesn't want to.
Was it just on TV that you couldn't see it, or was it in person? Technically?
Well, the people in the audience seem to be shocked on TV. So unless they were paid actors, which, let's be honest, Mel, there's no way they would pay all those actors to act shocked. It's television, Mel. Everything's real. I saw it with my own eyes.
Have you ever heard about the guy in Chicago who was scaling the tall buildings?
The guy in Chicago?
There was a guy who was climbing the skyscrapers, and then he got arrested.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
From the outside? He was scaling from the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are these guys on Instagram. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they go around and a lot of times in Chicago, they go to the top of buildings. They'll be like, hey, what building should we scale? And their commenters will be like, scale Trump Tower. So they'll go to the Trump Tower downtown and they'll go to the very top, which that's the second or the third largest building in Chicago. Go to the very top and they'll be like, just walking along the outside perimeter, like on the railing. With
on
nothing.
The roof, on the rooftop.
Yeah, on the roof. And then, get this. You know how it's, it's the reason Trump Tower is so tall is because of the antenna that they added?
Because
they wanted it to be like the super tall, so they added a super tall antenna. Climbed that antenna.
Is it an antenna or is it a spire? Or are those the same thing?
Same thing, I'd say.
Okay, I'm not
tomato,
sure.
Tomato.
Spire? Hardly know her.
Look, it aspires to be an antenna. And so they climb to the very top and they stand on top of the spire.
Oh, I saw a video of that yesterday. Not this one, but they were on a building and they were.
Yeah. So they just, and they just free climb. Like they're not strapped in or anything. And like they go up with their buddy. And so they're like holding each other. And one of the buddies is like leaning back and the other buddy's like holding them up. And I'm like, what happens if your buddy like slips? Like I love you guys and I trust you guys with all my heart. But I would not trust you to hold me up while I lean back on top of the spire of Trump Tower.
Mm-mm.
I know how he did it, by the way. I just read.
Why, Kyle?
Because I am not as emotionally attached to this as you clearly are.
I wanted to try and figure it out, us together.
It's mirrors. Smoke and mirrors. It's mirrors.
You're wrong, actually.
It's not
mirrors? Yeah. How are you going to get a mirror the size of the Statue of Liberty?
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't have to be the size. Maybe it's just in their line of vision.
That's fair.
Looking up.
Mm-mm. Wrong.
All right. What is it?
Do you really want to know?
Not like really, but
it was
now
sheet blocking it.
Mm-mm. I don't have to tell you. I could keep this just to myself.
I
want to
know.
She underground tunnels.
What? No.
I don't know. The Ghostbusters also made the Statue of Liberty disappear, but that was just because she walked to Manhattan.
She did. She did.
It was Ghostbusters 2.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
I did.
They were in the Crown. You're not allowed to go up in the Crown anymore. It's kind of sad.
You can't go in the Crown. I've
I don't
never
think
been
so.
There.
Or at least every time I've been, I've never been able to go past the base, like the foot base.
I've never been.
And I know you can't go up into the
torch.
The torch. You can't go up there. You definitely can't go up
well,
there.
Well, they're worried because one time the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. Don't want it to happen again.
W. Keith, RIP.
So are you going to tell us how Statue of Liberty disappeared?
I'm looking at Austin. I don't want to like ruin his life here. Do you want to walk out of the room?
No.
Don't listen if you don't want to hear.
No, I'll listen.
Do you really want to know? I don't have to say it.
Yes, I want to know.
It doesn't sound like it.
I know, because I'm about to start saying it. And
so if you're listening to the podcast and you don't want to know.
He's just
going to
be like, well, whoa, ho, ho.
No.
It's magic. You know,
Austin, this is serious.
Living up in a
so what he did,
it's magic.
Was there was a stage, you know, that they were on where they, you know, they had the sheet and showed it and they brought it up. What they were doing was they were playing music and they were playing the music particularly loud so that the stage moved to the right. It could like rotate. So all the stage did was rotate. Then they drop the sheet, Statue of Liberty's gone, raise the sheet back up, they slowly moved it back, bam.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
So they rotated the stage?
So
but
how much of the stage, so the stage was
so
blocking?
They were, and there was like two towers, not the Twin Towers, but there
like
was towers.
Yeah. Well, this was back before 9/11.
Yes.
This was back when you were legally allowed to make giant American statues disappear.
Mm-hmm. So it was a big
before TSA
stage.
Got involved.
Yeah.
Before the Department of Homeland Security was like, you can't make monuments disappear anymore.
Austin, no!
I was going to make the Washington Monument disappear, but now I can't. Thanks to 9/11.
I almost want the podcast to end right there. Just make him look so bad.
And scene.
No, wait. So they have the two scaffolding towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the curtain was hanging from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which, by the way, this is all on YouTube for anyone who wants to watch. The David Copperfield making the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Well, obviously, there couldn't have been anything else in the background either.
And it was at night.
And it was at night. It was at
so
night.
So that was smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That helps.
So.
Okay.
Boom. Like they put the curtain up.
Mm-hmm.
And the stage rotates.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3, 2, abracadabra, boom.
Do you know how that doesn't make sense? You know why that doesn't make sense? Think of it this way. If where you are sitting right now and you're looking through something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're standing here and this rotates, these things are... You're still in the same place. Are the people on the stage rotating with that?
They were all on the stage together.
Like the audience and everything?
The audience was. Okay, that's what I was... I didn't know that part.
That'd be so funny if just the stage moved and they're like, you're just over there, Dave.
I see it.
Turned.
Just to the left now.
So it...
And it was hiding behind one of the scaffolding towers that they had. Which is also partially why it was blocked.
Oh, okay. So the audience that was there, they were legitimately shocked by this?
Look, I haven't watched it live. I barely knew of this moment until
you... YouTube and watch it.
I was watching it without sound. There was a priest in the crowd for some odd reason.
Well, just in case things went wrong.
Yeah.
You always have to have a priest in the crowd.
And so he seemed shocked. Mm. And he has seen some things.
He said, oh my heavens.
Oh my lord.
Lordy.
It was a magic trick of biblical proportions.
You guys, is your stomach okay? I'm worried about you.
I know. It's like not in the best of places right now. I mean, it's in the same spot it usually is, but
well, I can't tell. No. You moved the stage a little bit. It's gone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.